Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight. A reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Thank you, Ken, and welcome, everyone. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers. And you answer that call from all walks of life, from countless aspects of spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles: watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers and journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and, well, the list, it goes on and on and on forever. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and the shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very small oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, so sit back, take a break, share your lights with others and us, and join in that love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our personal lights. We'll be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Jeannie is in the chat room, and she can answer any of the questions you may have. I don't multitask well, so she's the one you should IM. Ken Quiet Hawk and that magical voice can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and my special guest tonight, Nick Fox, is at nickfoxmedium.com. I really have to tell you that I am just so thrilled that Nick has decided to join us, among other things, because he's half a world away, and I was terrified that one of us would get the day and the time wrong, but he seems to calculate these things a lot better than I do. He is one of the new up-and-comings that has not only come up, but he is absolutely profoundly established as a remarkable intuit, medium, empath, reader, counselor. And the horrifying thing is he's at such a young age that it's amazing that he has the maturity and the depth and the sensitivity and the compassion that he has, that he shows and that he shares. I have been phenomenally impressed with him. I have worked with him on Lizzie Starr's show, and I have to tell you that he has an amazing magic that is rarely seen, but deeply appreciated by those of us who have been in the field for a very long time. It means that there are others coming up that really have the sensitivity and the dedication to touching the spirits and the hearts of the people in our realities, that have a great desire to help other people. And he in his website has written, "I have incarnated into this planet to help people, no matter who or where they come from. So I'll do all that I can to assist you with spiritual readings and teachings." And he is a treasure. He is a pleasure. He is remarkable, and he does not have an ego, which is something that so commonly is a part of growing up into this field and you know, beginning to function within it. He's one of the few people that, you know, a lot of times very, very young mediums who are moving up through the ranks, if you will, go through times in which they lose their way and they find their way and they lose their way and they find their way. And I have to say that with Nick, he seems to be on the straight and narrow. He appears to really understand the calling that he has, and he is genuinely answering it with no holds barred. I am honored that he is with us tonight, and he actually got the day and the time right, so I'm going to pull him on. Hi, Nick, are you there?
Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
I am. Well, it's nighttime here, but I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's very...
Sorry, it's 10 o'clock in the morning for me.
I know. It's so hard for me to grasp the fact that you are actually in tomorrow. So... in a way, you're speaking to us from the future.
Yes, I think I am, yeah. I have to say, though, you mentioned that I don't have an ego, but after that introduction, I've got a big ego.
Well, don't worry. If it gets too big, I'll prick it and pop your balloon for you, but I don't think that's going to ever happen. I just, you know, you want to tell the people how you sort of got into this field, because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, sure. It was a very interesting journey for me. Probably about 2 years ago, I always tell people, if I met myself, you know, if I went back in time from now to, you know, 2 years ago, and I met myself, I'd just be like, you were totally mental, you know. I didn't believe in any of this. I was just atheist or whatever. I just didn't think anything was real. I was just like, yeah, it's all, you know, like, you know, we're just dying and that's it. And I started to experience some really exciting things, and I just kept getting led to all these people, these speakers, all these teachers, and I just sit there and I just be like, this just makes complete sense. Like, I didn't have to, it wasn't like I was learning something new, it was like I was just remembering it all. And I think that's what a lot of people get, is that they just listen to something. If it really resonates with them, they're just like, I feel like I already knew that, but thank you for reminding me, you know, like, and that's what I find every day. I'm like, I'm just saying, oh, okay, thanks for reminding me to do that, or thanks for reminding me about that, because that's what I think this whole, you know, shift and awakening is about, is just us remembering who we really are, you know, and we all came here on very, very special missions, and part of that mission is to not remember where we come from, because, I read this wonderful line, you know, if we knew all the answers, it wouldn't be a test. You know, why would you go into a test with all the answers? How would you really learn without, you know, really going through it, really experiencing it? But yeah, and that's, so now I'm doing readings and I'm just loving it. I'm starting to doing channeling, which is even more exciting. I'm just like, I can't wait for more stuff with that, because the information I get is just amazing. I'm sitting there typing away or talking, and I have no idea what I'm talking about, but at the end it just comes together like a beautiful package. It's so it's just magic. And yeah, I'm sure I'm going to start healing. Like, I've kind of set myself no limits. I'm kind of playful with, you know, limitations and seeing how I can change them. I've got one goal in my life, and that is to be able to fly without any, you know, planes or machines or anything like that. I want my body to fly. So that's how limitless I want my life to be. And I think we can all reach
baby
that.
Steps, baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's for my life, not for, you know, this year.
Oh, okay.
That's something I think I'll develop over a long time.
But, you know, Nick, I would not be surprised if you did, you know, some past life regressions and found that in a past life you actually were able to levitate. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
That would be very cool. I was thinking about actually past life readings as we, before the show. I was like, oh, I hope someone asks about their past lives because I want to do some. They're so much fun, and I know you love them, so.
Yes, it really is one of those things that I find so, I find doing past lives on people to be almost miraculous, because when you give them something, you know, really strange and unique and weird from a past life that they didn't know they had, to have people say to you suddenly, yeah, I can relate to that. That makes sense to me. And, you know, I usually just sit back and say, I can't believe that they could relate to that, because, and that's part of why I go for the unusual, because the more unusual and unique they are, it appears, the more easily people are able to relate to whatever the lesson was that lifetime and apply it to this lifetime. So, and you know, let's face it, I'm sure we've had bad lifetimes and good lifetimes and boring lifetimes and exciting lifetimes, but you know, you basically hear people say, well, I was Cleopatra, or I was John the Baptist, or I was, you know, they pick out these amazingly, these people that in some parts and times, I had one woman tell me that, I've forgotten what name it was she pulled out, but it was a name from fantasy. It was not even a historical name. And after she got done telling me that she was this person and she remembered it and she remembered every aspect of the past life, and I asked her a couple of questions, she said, oh yeah, that happened. And I looked at her and I said, I read that book too. And she said, what? I said, this is verbatim. This is absolutely verbatim. And I gave her the title of the book, and she said, well, I have that book at home. And I said, you know, I think you're sleeping on it or something, because it's not that I'm denying that you had a past life in that time frame. I am thinking that you were so enhanced by the book that you made it your own, and that's a great thing to do. But that's a fictional character. That character never existed on this plane, in this lifetime, in this time frame. And she said, are you sure? And I said, let's Google it. and we did. And she said, oh, that's so bizarre. It felt so much like it was me. And I said, I'm sure that you were in that time frame. It's just that you weren't necessarily that character. Mm. But I love past lives. They so resonate to me. They, for me, not only are they fun, but they teach you something. And I think that's the main thing. Lots of times people will ask for a past life and not want to have the lesson or anything else. They just want to know, was I ever in this time frame, and was I ever a shoemaker or whatever? And the important thing is that you give them whatever past life you get, but you also, I think, are obligated to say the lesson from this lifetime was this, and this is what you're working on now. That makes a great deal of sense to me, and that makes it's not getting past lifetimes, though I thoroughly enjoy it and it is great fun. That isn't the point of getting a past life. The point of getting a past life is recognizing the lesson that you are facing this lifetime, and the fact that you faced it before, and that this lifetime you're going to deal with it either in a better way or you're going to use the skills you got. And it's not a just for fun and entertainment thing. It's this is a lesson. This is something that you need to bring into this lifetime, to manifest within your lifetime, and to use it to make this lifetime richer and better and more exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, those, when you get a past life reading, it should just be about having fun. Because whenever I do it, it's like, it's just so exciting. It's like watching a movie, but watching yourself in that movie. And it's so interesting to imagine yourself in this completely different situation. And it is, it's completely different, you know, time, place, everything. It's powerful. And I think, you know, I'm a strong believer that, you know, I don't believe in time, and I think everything does happen is happening all at once, and we are, in a way, actually living our past lives right now, and we're also living our future lives right now. You know, we're kind of, everything's happening all at once, and when we get a past life reading, we in a way connect with that part of you that's having that life, and it's amazing because it's like reuniting with, you know, a close friend. Well, honestly, reuniting with a family member, because it's a part of you, and you're connecting with that part of you that's, you know, that's separate. And, you know, we've had to sort of separate ourselves to have these different experiences. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we come back together, it's just like, it's an amazing reunion. It's like, yes, we got to experience this, and we did it all these different ways, but, you know, we've got to experience something, and it was powerful and amazing. Like, and I find that the journey back, you know, the you know, you go, how can I explain this? You know, if you go on a trip and the journey back, you know, you're remembering all the joy you had, you remember all the fun you had. And then once you get home, it's just so comforting. You feel so relaxed, you feel so calm. And I think that's kind of what we get for when we get the readings. We, from past life readings, you sort of think and go, oh, that was really nice. You know, and we can just escape this. We can escape this life, because I'm being very honest, we're in a very, very tough world. We're on a very, very, very tough tough planet, and I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough for a little longer, but we're doing very well, I think. You know, I think we're kicking it. I think we're we're writing a new book that's like completely you know, beating the old one. We're writing a whole new way of doing things. It's so profound, and it's so amazing. I wanted to bring up, Barbara, that, you know, how you sent me those cards, and they didn't arrive until last night, the night before the show. And I was like, well, that's just amazing confirmation. And I opened the cards, and they are the best deck I have. I'm dead honest. I'm so honest. Like, it's so amazing. I was just holding them in my hands, and like, I just felt angelic. I was holding them, and they're so amazing, and they're round, and it's magic. I just had to say, because I'm so grateful you send those to me. Like, oh, they're amazing. I might even use some today. Who knows?
Well, and you know, the cool thing about them is, as far as I'm concerned, while there is a little book for them, and there is a blog on the book, there's a blog on the deck of cards too. It's the Cosmic Deck blog. You know, very clever. And it gives you information on not only the different astrological houses. If you're not an astrologer, it kind of explains the different houses a little bit more to you. And it also goes into the chakras and the colors and what the colors represent. And so there's a lot of information on the blog that you might be able to, you know, use to read through. And also, the little white book is up on that blog as well, just in case you ever, you know, need it or use it or lose it. And the cards themselves were designed with the chakras in mind. The first seven cards are the seven major chakras, and it goes into the analyzation of the colors and what the colors mean and what the chakras mean. So there is a ton of information on that blog. If you ever want to check stuff out, I, you know, highly encourage you to take a look at it.
I will, for sure. Yeah.
But the most important thing is, you know, don't even really, I mean, the way to do different layouts is there too, but, you know, there's some information that you may be able to use, but for the most part, just the cards mean what they mean to you. And I think that's the same with almost every tarot deck out there. But this is a light energy deck. This is a deck that was designed for light workers. And so it doesn't have your major and your minor arcana. It doesn't have a lot of the traditional symbologies in it. I did them circularly so that there is no way you can get a reversal. And it's a positively oriented deck. It will certainly tell you if there's going to be difficulties or things like that, but it also gives you tools how to get beyond whatever comes your way. So it's a cool deck, and you know, please enjoy using it. It is still available out there online. There are still decks that are brand new that are still out there online, even though it hasn't been published since 91. So it's somebody said to me, you know, are you going to republish it? And my inclination is to not. It feels to me that if somebody really wants this deck, they'll find it. And I would, I think almost, I don't know, maybe 50, 60,000 decks are out there. So I don't think that they're ever going to be in short supply. So it's kind of, you know, I'm not inclined to want to republish them because I would have to, I think, order something like 3,000 decks, and I just have no place to put 3,000 decks. nor can I afford it. So, so for the time present, anyhow, the deck is obviously a limited edition. So, I'm really glad you finally got it. I was wondering if you had or not.
Yeah, I've got this, and I'm so happy.
I'm so glad. Lizzie has a deck, and she uses it often, too, so it's kind of fun. We have a tradition here on Nightlight, and it's only because it's one of the reasons, you know, I don't pay my co-host, Jeannie, but I do let her get the first reading from someone who is new to the show, and that means that Jeannie gets first reading tonight, so I'm going to pull her online. And Jeannie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you.
Hello. Hi.
Okay.
Good quality. Jeannie, Nick, she's all yours, or Jeannie, he's all yours, whichever way you want to go.
Well, I think that Nick can just let me know if what Spirit has to say to me, if there's anybody around me or they have something to say. I've got so much going on, I can't pick which one of the questions to ask him, so just let him hit it.
Okay. I'll start off, definitely, you've got, like, so many angels around you, because you're one of them. I'm just going to go into you first, and then I'll see who who's around you right now.
Okay.
Oh, great. Okay, so I thought I should pull a card, and this surrounds you. This describes you completely. Knight of Fire, passionate, adventurous, self-assured, restless. You know, and I think restless for you is that eagerness, is that excitement to do things, is that excitement to get involved. And you've got that certainty in yourself, and you've got that confidence. But you need to let it out. You need to let it shine more. You need to let it grow, and you need to nurture that. And that comes from nurturing yourself. And I think that's an important thing, is to nurture yourself. And, you know, you do a lot for people, and it's time for you to turn inwards and really understand who you are and what you want and what you want to get out of your life, out of your experiences. I feel like, are you going back to uni, or are you thinking about doing any more studies? Because I think if you want, you could go back to school, you could do some research, you could really pursue any career or adventure you wanted.
Well, an adventure, yes. School as such, no, but always learning.
Okay, good. Because I think that's kind of what you do, is you keep learning, and you're a seeker of knowledge. You know, you try to understand things as best you can, and you try to look at it from all the angles and all the different methods. Okay, well, I just want to pull another card, see what it says. Oh, yes. Okay, so this is just reiterating what I've already said. You know, the magic card is amazing. You are ready. You have the resources and ability to manifest them. Life is magical, and you are a magician. You are magical. You can you create everything in your life, and I want you to remember that, to remember that you control what you experience. So understand, when something comes up, like, oh my God, where the hell did that come from? Just stop and go, okay, maybe I'm trying to show myself something. Maybe I'm trying to teach myself something. And just have a think about it, because often the messages are right in front of you. And when you're frantically looking for something, you never really seem to find it. So if you step back and calmly enter it and see what the problem is, you will understand and you'll get success from it. You'll have clarity. You'll be able to charge forward without reservation, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Now, are there any spirits around me or anybody hanging out around here?
Has your mother passed?
Nope. Okay, Barbara, be nice about my mama. Barbara tried to do away with her one day.
That's good, okay. Well, they're just bringing my attention to her for some reason. I'm guessing you know why. I don't need to know. It's fine. But have fun with her, okay? Have fun with your mother and have joy with her. And I know at times parents are tough. Parents are... the line I get is stuck in old ways. I know they're sometimes like that, but that's okay. We have to enjoy it. We have to... look at that time, look at what they've been through and laugh about it and go, well, that's funny. That's exciting. Like, it'd be interesting to experience that. Like, you know, don't look at it like, oh, we're better than them, but just look back and go, you know, that was a funny time. You know, they wore those funny hats or they wore the funny clothes, whatever, like, you know, whatever you find funny about it, just look at it. And I think that will help with anyone's relationships with someone. I hope that resonates.
Oh, you have no idea.
Okay, wonderful.
Wonderful. Very nice.
No, I think that Nick, you're right on target, and the chuckling is that you're so right on target that, you know, it just tickles me. So
and yes, we're laughing because you're right.
You'd have to know. Yeah, and I did not try to kill her mother. But I almost did. It wasn't intentional. happily, she survived. But we still laughed about it. Thank God. Okay, Jeannie, off to work.
Thank you, Nick. That was wonderful.
No
I appreciate
worries.
It.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear.
Yes, this is the one perk that Jeannie gets out of the show. She always gets to have the first reading. That way everybody, you know, who doesn't know you can sort of stand back and listen and think and figure out, huh, do I want to, you know, take a chance and get a reading from this guy, or is it safer to stay in the chat room and just critique from there? Actually,
is it too crazy?
Well, you know, I when I traveled, and I did travel for a very long time, I always insisted when I went into an area that the night before I started reading, they allow me to do a free meditation. And I always insisted that it be free, that anybody who wanted to come could. That and at the meditation, I usually gave everyone a message of some sort, just so they could kind of hear what I was like, where I was coming from, and to see if they resonated to the kind of information that I gave out. And because I do tease so much, because I don't take this lightly, but sometimes I address things as though it were a lighthearted manner. And I just didn't want anybody to sit in a reading with me and be highly offended or very disappointed. So that was my way of sort of saying, you know, if you've never been read by me or known anyone that's been read by me, come and see what it's like. Come and feel the energy. And if it resonates to you and you want a reading, then swell, wonderful, sign up. But if not, enjoy the meditation. So it always worked for me. And I always found that I was slightly overwhelmed with people for reading, so it was really a kind of cool way to get things started. So especially when I was in California or in Colorado or Miami or wherever I was traveling, because at that time I wasn't doing a Blog Talk Radio show, so that they actually had no way of knowing what I sounded like, what I acted like, and how I dealt with stuff. So it was my way of, you know, a preview type thing. Okay, we've got Carlos in California. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Barbara. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Actually, I'm doing phenomenally well. What can we do for you?
Well, I would love a general reading for you guys, if that's possible.
Sure. I'm going to let Nick go first, and then I will hop in and add to or go in another direction.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Do you do readings yourself? When you came on, I just get the feeling that you could give us a reading.
I do readings for close friends and family members.
Okay, cool. We'll keep going with that. And I think you should really, really, like, if you want to do that, focus on it. Do you do healing as well?
I do. I do Reiki and a couple of other energy forms of healing.
Fantastic. Okay, this is exciting. So yeah, keep going. And for me to get that, that's just confirmation for you to just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going and keep trying and keep trying and keep having adventures with it. You know, keep don't hold yourself back with going, okay, I've done Reiki, so now I'll just stick with that. You should. I get this feeling that what's the line? Like a master of all...
Jack of all trades, master of
none. Jack of all trades. Thank you very much. Like you could just get them all and understand them all, and then you'd find this perfect line in between them all, and you just follow it, and you'd perfectly harness everything that you've gotten from all the different things and just moved forward and just created something new from it. Like you can create your own healing... style. You can create your own way of doing readings. You can do whatever you want, and that's probably why I brought up being limitless at the beginning, is because you are limitless, and you need to remember that. So just keep focusing on having fun with it, you know, and don't be afraid. You know, like I can understand, like when you start out, like you're like, oh God, is this like, am I crazy, or is this the right thing to say, and you try to overthink it. And you've got to learn to not think. And I understand that you're very analytical and you like to look into things and really investigate, and you love researching and getting more information and that sort of thing. But what you need to learn to do is like separate that self of you from yourself while you're doing those readings. Like I literally get the image of there's two of you sitting next to each other. You know, the analytical ones, they're like, in a glass little box or something, you know, banging, going, let me say something. But you're like, no, I've got to do the reading. You know, I've got to give the information for this person. And you have that within you. You have that selflessness, you know, that ability to sort of put yourself on hold for another person. And that's one of your big missions here. And like, there's just one card that I got for you, and it's just, you know, it's a huge, big, powerful card. The Sun, happy outcome, brilliant new ideas that lead to success, have confidence in yourself. And I think this kind of sums up the whole reading. And it's got an image of you on the card. It's so disappointing. Whenever I'm on the radio, I wish people could see the cards, because they really just help with fully understanding what I'm saying. But there's a picture of this, it's Archangel Uriel, but, you know, I feel that the image is personifying you. You know, you've got these huge, incredible angel wings, a huge halo above your head, and you're surrounded by nature and abundance. And I think that's what comes with you, abundance. Now, I get this feeling that everyone else gets abundance but you, but know that through giving other people abundance, you'll get more abundance from, you know, from that. And you don't really need to be filthy rich. Like, I know it'd be handy, but I don't think that's kind of what you're here to do. There's a lot of work that you're doing behind the scenes. Do you remember a lot of your dreams? Because I get you do a lot of work in your dreams.
You know, I get the most interesting dreams, and I get the feeling that I'm doing a lot of work in my dreams as well. Mm. But whenever I do remember them, they're pretty symbolic. There's a lot of symbolism in it, and I get about 10 different dreams per night that I go through, so it's kind of hard to remember all of them.
Mm. Have you got a dream journal?
I do. I do write them down regularly.
Good. Okay, just keep doing that. as they told me to say, ask about the dream journal, I was thinking, oh God, I can't ask him about that because I've been nagged by many people that do the same thing, but I haven't done it yet. But yeah, keep going with that because that's really important, and you can create books, you can create whatever you want out of that. And that's one thing that you're going to be doing in this life is really sharing what you've experienced, sharing and then helping people through what they've gone through. Can you expand a bit on some of the dreams that you've had?
Wait, if you don't mind.
Like if,
we've got a ton of people here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, as I get going, I go. So, thank you so much. Lots of love to you, and just keep going because you're doing fantastic.
Yeah,
okay,
Nick would have taken the whole 2 hours here. it's amazing. I see you birthing a new aspect of yourself. And by birthing a new aspect of yourself, it's almost as though you're trying all sorts of different modalities in order to find what it is that fits you the best and the most, and what kind of modalities you want to use to expand your talents, your skills, and to open yourself and awaken yourself to those areas, those levels of dimension that you're seeking to sort of tap into and to bring through your life and to manifest within your reality. It feels like, looks like you're going through a tremendous amount of healing at this moment in time, and probably for the next couple of months, there's a lot of letting go of stuff from the past. And it feels almost as though you have just been set free, that you now have a greater freedom to actually become the person that you know you're supposed to be. But do understand that you still have to have one foot in the real world so that it in order for you to do what you need to do in order to hit the targets you need to hit in order to put the material out there that you have to put out there for the rest of reality. So you've got a lot on your plate here, and it does feel as you get more towards the end of the year that a tremendous amount of energy is going to be spent. You're going to be very, very busy, and not until springtime will you feel like you could, you know, coast and ride free for a little while because you have a lot of work to do. But it all feels as though it's all good, it's all positive. The most important thing I can tell you is that your greatest talents come from the past, and not this past, but past lifetimes. They are modalities that you used in past lifetimes that are no longer used in this reality, and you're seeking to awaken them within yourself. Please feel very free to make something your own and allow it to evolve into something like no one else has, because that's what makes you unique and special, and that's where your greatest talent, your greatest gift, and your greatest tool to impact your reality will come from. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for all of that information. And I'm going to listen in again. And thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And please feel free to contact me for any readings or anything like that. I don't mind doing it for free, whatever. Love
to
you.
Yeah, most definitely. What's your information?
It should be on the page. Well, it's nickfoxmedium.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay.
Well, thank you for the
Oh, you're so welcome. Let me see here. We've got, I don't know if you know her. We have Ann Rose, Illumination, right? Hi, Ann.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Doing well, doing really, really well. You're going to be on with me next week, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure
Yay.
Am.
Yay. Okay. This is Anne Rose. I don't know if you have met her.
I never met Nick, and I'm really honored to meet you. And Linda actually reminded me that your show was on tonight. I just got back, and I said, oh, my God, let me hurry up and call in and see if I could actually get in. And I did. Woohoo! So here I am.
Lovely to connect with you.
Okay, Nick. Just remember that there are lots of people in line here, please.
Do you want to give me a little time limit, like 10 minutes or something? Is like, because that will help.
Ten minutes is a little long, but do your best,
okay,
and
sure.
If not, I'll interrupt you. That's all.
All right. Cool. Sounds good. Okay. Do you have any questions, Anne?
One quick one. I want to. Mm-hmm. I've been bombarded with family, not living family, yes, and actually dead family too, and so I'm really trying to connect more with dead family that are blocking me. For Linda, help me out, for a better reason of not wanting me to find out things, not wanting me to bring stuff to light.
Okay, let me see what I get. Okay, has your grandfather passed? Well, one of them, I should say. He came through. Okay. Oh, I can't. Sorry, I'm just trying to make him talk a bit clearer. I'm trying to work out which side he's from. Okay, I'm not sure. I'll just move on. I'm getting this feeling like he's very commanding, very, very.
Give me height. I'll tell you which side.
I get tall. I get quite tall. Like
I'll
just very big and tall and strong and, you know, like a strong man. And like, I got the word dominating, but I don't really want to use that because I think it's
that's what he is.
I just don't like describing people as dominating. But
he
anyway,
is very dominating.
That's the word that I. And okay. I'm getting into, it's a really weird situation. Like I'm like my insides are like swirling and spinning around. Like it's all like, I think it's just all chaotic and it's all really like unclear. That's the word I'm looking for. It's very uncertain. There's a whole lot of uncertainty about what's going on and who's doing what and why. The why will come with time. You will understand. I don't think you'll get it from someone. People will give you little bits of information, but I think you'll reach a point where you'll understand what's happening and why it's happening to you. Has your mother passed?
No. She's
okay.
Still with us.
Okay. Let me just see what they're trying to say with her. Okay, and she's involved in this. Did she know, like, sorry, did you say it was your father's grandfather? Your father's father, sorry? It was on your father's side, wasn't it? Or your mother's? Which one was it? The grandfather.
My mother didn't know my father's father.
Okay, because I think there's a bit of a history with them in past lives. I get there is this connection with them, and I don't know what it is. Like that's the thing. Everything's so unclear. It's really annoying. I haven't had this before. I'm trying to get my guides to flatten everything out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Your mother's mother, is she? Has she passed?
Yes.
Because I get an incredible light from her. I get incredible love from her. She is powerful, and I get her as like the head of the family. On the other side, she is really. Control everything in a way, like she is influencing what everyone does, and I get this feeling that there is a light that's coming from what's happening. There is a goal, there is an objective, and your uncertainty now is kind of a necessity for this growth, for this change. You're going to knock down these blockages, these influences one by one. It's just going to take a bit of time. I kind of get this feeling that if you did it all at once, if you just knock them all down, it would really affect you. It would really detriment you in a way that they don't want it to, you know? So you need to take it slow. You need to take it in a process, because I get the feeling that this isn't like just in this life. Like I get it. This is going on. This has been going on for a while, and this has been an interesting adventure that you've signed into, okay? And I want you to look at it like that, as an interesting adventure that you've agreed to go through. Don't think that you're a victim, because you have agreed to what you're going through. And I know it seems, especially when, you know, terrible things happen, it's hard to understand, but just know that, and know that there is a goal, there is an objective. You've got an incredibly, incredibly powerful and wise guide with you. Incredibly, incredibly powerful and wise. And he is, I'm not sure, like, I'm just getting a male energy, but it doesn't matter. Honestly, I think they give off different energies for different people, for different reasons, for different messages as well. Like, my guides come through as a woman for one person because they were giving quite a loving and emotional reading, while the other reading, he was, my guy was coming through quite masculine because it was very serious and analytical and, like, trying to, you know, give me facts and that sort of thing. Anyway, so yeah, just trust that your guide is taking you on a journey, and you've got those angels around you that you need. You've got a lot of archangels around you, and call on them, call on those archangels that you know, call on, you know, Michael and Uriel, call on the angels to protect you. And if there's times where you feel off balance and uncertain, call them. And when you call them, I want you to, like, close your eyes and look down with your eyes closed, and look down right to your heart, to your chest, the middle, your heart chakra, so the middle of your chest, and see yourself dive into it, because that is your sanctuary, that is your safe place, that is where you can escape from all that chaos, all that confusion, yeah, and all that stuff that you just don't really want to deal with at times, you know? But know that it's not something that you need to run away from. It's not something that's going to drag you down. It's actually something that's going to bring you up. So have faith and trust that you'll grow from this. How is that, Barbara? Was that short enough?
Yes. that was great. And I, you know, while Nick was talking, I think one of the joys of working with another medium, of working with someone else who was, you know, pulling on that kind of cosmic energy, it makes it easier to pull on it as well, and sort of it's sort of like, what do they call it when the racetrack drivers, you know, get close to another one and they just kind of glide in the what is that
is
called?
It a slipstream or something like that. I know what you mean.
Okay, so in other words, whoever isn't reading gets the joy of, you know, being able to coast along on the energy that Nick created without having to generate that energy themselves. Are you in any way trying to figure out who your new granddaughter is or was in a past life?
Well, I don't even have to, because I kind of knew who she was before she came in. And she's a lot of stuff.
Well, let me fill you in on a little bit that, you know, sometimes when it's that close, it's very hard to really, you know, get a lot of the stuff because, you know, we kind of, love gets in the way, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing here is this is a spirit that has not been incarnate for at least 4,000 years.
Yeah.
And this is a spirit who in past lifetimes was your allocate, studied with you, and absolutely was your student, and went on after you had passed on to create an amazing body of work that came through time and has filtered into a lot of the arcanic and a lot of the spiritual texts and things like that. And it really appears to me that you came into this lifetime again to sort of renew the work you did before and add to it, because the consciousness of humanity has expanded greatly since that time frame. She will be considered probably an indigo, but I don't think that's an appropriate label for her. I do believe she is unique and different and amazingly magical, and you know, they're going to have to develop a label, a term, a phrase, or whatever for the kind of spirit energy she brings into this lifetime. She will be very aware of spiritual everything. She will be almost totally aware as a spirit. As she grows older, she's going to behave as though she were well over her years, and you know, she will speak to adults as though they were equals, and she truly will feel that. So she's going to be a real kick to bring up for sure, but it feels as though there is that wonderful link between she and you, and that you're going to have a joyful experience of helping her to learn and grow, and And then the spirit aspect of it comes in and it just balloons all out of proportion. So it's going to be a magical time for you. You're going to work really hard, Anne.
I know. I can't wait.
But as far as your family goes, I keep hearing from a female spirit, you know, and this female spirit just keeps saying to me, tell her to leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's really good to not know the answer to some of your questions because she's telling me there's a can of worms there you just don't want to open up.
Yeah, it's my grandmother. And I know that's her because I've had them all here this past weekend, and there's just been battle royale in this house, and I'm just sick of it.
If I thought there was anything there that would help or add to the quality of your life, I'd say dig away, but there's not.
Oh. Well, I'm just trying to get lineage. You know, the thing is that I don't, what falls out the closet is not my concern. It's the lineage that I'm concerned with. And that's what the spirits don't seem to understand. And I can't make them understand that.
No, well, you know, they were here to experience, you know, weird and wonderful stuff, too. You have family you don't even know about because there's some illegitimate ones out there all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And you've got a couple of people hanging on your family tree had plural marriages, and some of them were, you know, several wives, and a couple were several husbands. So, you know, and there is a Puritan branch of your family that just really wants to bury the whole damn thing. They'd actually like to cut down the tree, to tell you the truth, but, you know, can't quite do that. So,
I've always been one to dig up the roots.
Okay. Well, good luck with that one, Anne. I think I would go with your grandma and let it be, but, you know, I
do want
to
just add that the children in your family are going to change. I don't know what you're referring to, and it sounds interesting, but just know that you are one of the children that have come in. I'm not saying you're a child now, but, you know, when you were born, you came in to eradicate that. They say to burn the tree, but I'm going to say to melt the tree. it's your grandmother saying burn, burn, burn. I'm like, no, let's say melt, because that's nice. I don't want you to look at what you went through with hatred, with disgust, and I know it's hard to do, especially when your family members have done some really disgusting and hateful.
I have no regrets over anything that's happened in my life. I really don't.
Good.
I mean, I have a beautiful life now. I have a beautiful family. I have amazing friends. I have an amazing education. I'm really happy with my life and the way it turned out. So to change anything of what I have now would mean that I have to change my past, and I refuse to do that.
Yeah.
No, but I think that what you've got, you know, going here is, you know, better to look forward than to look back. There is a matriarchal tree here that is profoundly different than your genetic one, and that's the one I would look at. And that's the one you get the answers for.
Well, I thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I will be talking
thank
to you,
you
soon.
Thank you very much, and I will be
You're
listening,
welcome.
And I will push one.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you. Love
Nick.
And blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.
Always fun to have two mediums reading a medium. that's a cool thing. It really is. And it's always exciting. Sometimes the information is just so amazing that it's unbelievable. We got Diana.
Yeah.
Got Diana in California. Hi, Diana. How are you doing tonight? Diana? Hello, Diana. Hello, Diana. Hello, Diana once. Hello, Diana twice. We'll come back. We got Joel in Ohio, I think. Hi, Joel. How's it going?
Hi, Barbara. It's going well, thanks. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I I was calling in to hopefully get past life reading, and I was hoping to find out if my friend Sally and I have spent any past lives together.
Sure, no worries. I was when I heard your name, I was like, oh, I got really excited, and now I know why, because you asked for past life readings. Okay. But no, I'm also excited about your adventure. And I get this feeling that you've had a real exciting adventure. You've had lots of lives here. You've been around the park, you know, 100 times. You've experienced everything you've wanted to. And I get the feeling you've always enjoyed it, and your spirit has always enjoyed it. And that's why you keep coming back, because your spirit just feeds off this experience, of all that you experience in this life. You and Sally have had, like, have you been friends for long?
Actually, not even a year.
Yeah, I was thinking
but
that.
But we've really bonded quickly.
Yeah, okay. Because that's how it kind of happened in past lives as well. You know, you would bump into her on the street, that kind of thing, and then you'd both look at each other and just be like, oh, I know you for some reason. You two have this interesting soul partnership, this soul contract thing. You kind of, how can I describe it? You jump into each other's lives at different times in different lives, okay? So, you know, you might be 85 years old and she'll come into your life as a 15-year-old or something like that and just spark something in you for the next life maybe, or for something else. And in this lifetime, it's kind of the resolution of what you two are working on together, because I get this feeling you're working on some really beautiful, powerful stuff. Let me see. You know, actually, I think I'm going to let Barbara take over from here. I get this feeling she's got something juicy. I just stopped. I was like, why am I stopping? I'm like, oh, okay, Barbara. But I hope that helps. I hope that helps.
Okay. This is someone you are with now, right?
I'm sorry?
Is this someone you're with now?
We're just friends.
Okay. It's very interesting because from what I can see, you have absolutely tumbled through time together as friends, as brother-sister, as relationships. So you've really sort of experienced all of the different kinds of love that there can be. And what I love is there is a past life here, goes back to the Saudi Arabia area. I'm not up on geology, so I don't know what things have been renamed and then renamed and then divided and then renamed. But Saudi Arabia is the area that I'm seeing here. And this particular lifetime I'm looking at it goes back probably close to 1,000 years. And she was in that lifetime the daughter of the whoever it was that ran the caravan, that he was the sheik or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they were nomads, and so they traveled place to place to place. And at one point in time, in order to join two tribes together, he sold her to be married to another sheik. Now, the two of you had been friends since childhood in that lifetime. There was a love there that was obviously beginning to blossom and grow, and the two of you had hopes that you would be able to be married and have a family and live happily ever after. Well, when she was sold to this other sheik, or given to in order to combine the two tribes, you tried to accept it, both of you, and it just didn't work. And when the other sheik went on, you know, his tribe went in another direction, you snuck into it the next night. You stole her, and the two of you ran away together. And there was a sense of adventure. There was a sense of danger. And it feels as though you had to, of course, leave the country, or at least you know, the area that the tribes were sort of circulating in, and there was a sense here of having a secret. And what you did was, when you came to another place where you were sure that you wouldn't be identified, you just entered in as man and wife, and everybody accepted. They didn't ask for a marriage certificate or anything like that. And that whole lifetime, the two of you, you hid in plain sight. In that particular lifetime, you were someone who had a real talent with horses, with training them, with teaching them and breaking them gently so that they would not, you know, be frightened, and you found a great deal of work, and you had, it was a lovely lifetime, but of course neither of you was able to tell anyone who you were, because you both would have been killed. And you had many children. You had a lot of children, and it truly was a happy life. But it was a life that was constantly shadowed by the fact that you were not who you said you were. And yet, it was worth it to both of you to be able to be together and have a family and have a life, rather than have to live separately and always wonder what would it have been like if we could have been together. That's one past life that comes up here profoundly. And if I go back even further, here's a past life where I do feel that there is a psychic bond between the two of you, that there is a synchronicity that neither of you can actually explain, nor do you know where the heck it comes from, because it's almost like you've known each other forever, and it doesn't, and that doesn't feel like that has actually been the case. Going back again a thousand years or more. You were brothers, and you were twin brothers, and you were separated at birth, and you were separated because you were the children of a person of nobility. This is in the Russia area, and it's interesting because twins were born, and only the firstborn could be, you know, the one that could take the throne or whatever, and the second one had to be killed so that he wouldn't be of, you know, a danger to the other one. Well, they didn't kill the other brother, and the other brother was raised as a servant's child right along with the one of you that was the son of nobility, and so all through that lifetime you coexisted. You had a friendship that was profound, and you never even knew that you were actually siblings. And it's a great sadness that when you both did go to the other side, when you transitioned, you went within hours of each other, to only discover on the other side that you actually were brothers, you know, for that entire lifetime. So there was great sadness there, but joy in that you were together once again. I think that this lifetime is going to be a very interesting discovery process for the two of you to find out just exactly what it is this lifetime you're supposed to experience together. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And that's really amazing. That first lifetime you mentioned, it was like out of a fairy tale or something. It's going to be interesting seeing how things turn out this time around.
Absolutely.
Thank you both
Absolutely.
Very much.
You're so
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nick, I just love past lives.
Me too. It's so much fun. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, sometimes they sound such like stories, or like you said, you know, fairy tales, but it's, you know, thinking, where did fairy tales come from? Where do these stories come from then? You know, we draw on our past experiences, you know, subconsciously or consciously, to create this stuff. You know, I think it's fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, not every lifetime is a fairy tale, but you know something? I really believe that a part of every lifetime has the seed for a fairy tale in it.
Yeah.
And sometimes those fairy tales do manifest, and sometimes, you know, when we're in a situation with somebody, I think you're a lot younger than I am, but I have from time to time caught myself in life thinking, oh my God, this is so magical. you know, nobody would believe how magical this moment is. And yet, you know, you almost can hear the orchestra starting to swell in the background as a moment approaches in some sort. And it's, you know, we all have them. And it's sort of, that's, I think, where our fairy tales come from, that magical moment of absolute bliss. And and we all do experience it. And the more we acknowledge it, the more we write it down, the more that we tell the universe, yes, I got it, and I experienced it, and yeah, that was really cool, I want to do it again. The more we do that, the more we validate the fact that we have experienced these things, the more times the universe sends us those experiences. And bliss is really an amazing thing. And it can be a moment in the rain with thunder and lightning, or it can be a beautiful spring day, or it can be in an airport when suddenly you get a feeling of just absolute magic happening in some aspect of your being. And those little miracles are the things that fairy tales are made of.
Exactly. Beautiful, okay. Barbara. Beautiful.
We're going to try Diana again. Diana, are you there?
Hi. Sorry, I had to drive from one place to another. But here I am, all silent and ready.
Okay.
You might hear cars going by, though.
Well, that's okay.
No worries.
What can we do for you tonight? Is there anything in general you would like us to look at?
Well, I was hoping you could bring someone from the other side. I haven't talked to anyone on the other side lately, and there's lots of people with me. There's even a new one over there. So I got more people on the other side than I do here.
Okay.
If you need a question, if something doesn't come up, I'll ask a question.
Well, let's see, Nick, what are you getting? And
okay. I might pull one or two cards first and see what comes from that. Okay, so has your mother passed?
Yeah, but I was kind of like asking her to let somebody else come in.
sorry, I'm laughing because of that. Also, because as you said that, she chimed in going, "Hey, hey, hey, I'm the most important one here. I should be the one that gets to talk to my daughter."
Yeah, she always gets to talk, and she hasn't told me anything that's really happened yet. So, hey, Mom, let the guys come in this time.
Okay. And has your mother's mother passed?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's passed. But they don't, you know, they don't like my spirituality, so.
No worries. Okay. So yeah, your grandmother's coming through, and now your mum's going. I have a feeling she's going to chime in every 30 seconds, but that's okay. It makes it fun. She chimes in, of course, and says, "I'm only letting her come through for a second." You know, I'm not sure if she was very, like, commanding or, like, confident or anything like that when she was alive, but right now she's just, like, in my face, in a very positive way, of course, just being like, you know, look at me, aren't I pretty, aren't I beautiful? Like, I got this image of her, like, covered in jewels and diamonds, like, showing off, going, look at me, don't look at anyone else but me. Anyway, so, yeah, your grandmother's coming through, and she's beautiful, she's very soft, very motherly, loving, but very strong, you know, very very determined woman. And she loves you. She's a big protector of you and a big guide for you. Did you know her when you were younger?
Depends on which grandma, you know. You've got grandma, great-grandma.
Oh, no, just your mother's mother. So your grandmother.
Oh, yeah, I knew her.
Because she... You know, she's a teacher. She's a healer for you, and she works with you in many, many ways. Okay, now I'm just going to talk about one of the cards because it's just come up, and I'm not sure what it's referring to, but I get the feeling you'll know what it's trying to say. Stand up for your belief. Do what you know is right. Okay, and I think this has to do with your relationships. I have a feeling it's a particular one or two relationships, but you really need to make fair decisions for yourself. You need to be you need to make a decision and, you know, consider yourself in those decisions, in those choices. Because if you have too much going on, if you have too much to handle, you're not going to be able to be successful in what you want to do, in who you are and where you want to go, you know. And you've got this beautiful light fairy energy, you know. You're very, very playful, very fun, and you should definitely spend a lot of time in nature, because I get the feeling you'll get a lot of centering and healing and understanding from nature, and especially flowers. Your grandmother comes through with a lot of flowers. Like, she, if you're walking down the street and you see a flower that really pops out to you, just know that's your grandmother coming through. and your mum says, me too. okay. Now, I don't want you to worry about... have you got some issues with a relationship right now?
No, I'm not in a relationship. I'm living on the road, traveling. I don't even have a best friend female. I mean, all that is like...
Are you thinking about a relationship with someone?
No,
do you,
I don't know anybody to think about a relationship with. If I'm going to have one, that would be good.
Okay. Well, this is probably what this card refers to, expecting the worst, self-fulfilling prophecies, sleepless nights. Oh, okay, your mother just made it very clear. Okay, so the sleepless nights, she's saying, why aren't you having sleepless nights over this? Why aren't you going out and hunting for, you know, a relationship for this, for a person? She wants you to connect with people because she knows that that love and that shine inside of you is so bright and it helps so many. But your guide is now stepping in and going that it's not time yet. Your mother's very enthusiastic and she wants to support you in everything she does. But this traveling time is very much about focusing on you, centering yourself and understanding yourself and who you are and who you want to be. Keep traveling, keep having adventures. And, you know, I mentioned that you're, you know, you've got that connection with the fairies, with that energy, with that, with Mother Earth. And part of your traveling is to do with that, is to do with spreading your light, spreading your energy mm-hmm. to many different areas. And you're just traveling around the
well,
U.S.?
Well, my car has to come before I can continue traveling. And it was about 4 months ago my mother said it was here, and so did everybody else. Because, you see, I am where I am now because my car broke down.
Mm. I've got a man spirit here. This is somebody who I keep feeling in my chest, so I don't know if it was heart or cancer. I keep flipping back and forth between the two. This man was, I don't think he was really old when he passed. Now, I'm 69, and so really old means 80 or 89 or something
like
that.
Yeah, he was 62 if it's my father, and it
okay.
was heart.
And he just, he's a sweet, gentle soul.
Yes.
You know, I really like his energy a lot. And he keeps, did he have a nickname for you?
Oh, gosh, he had several different ones. He used to call me Tanker, and I don't know anything what that was about. Is that the one?
The man that I've got here, It feels like he's calling you by a nickname, or he's calling you baby, or he's saying, you know.
Well,
he's
my uncle called me Sweet, and he
okay.
also had heart problems, but he was 77.
Okay, yeah,
he
was younger. Yeah, this one, this feels more like the younger man at 77. he comes in here, and it's almost like he has a. An excitement for your adventure, and he keeps saying to me, tell her she's doing a good job, tell her that the element of faith is important and that not to lose it, tell her to not try to understand a lot of things, that the universe really is keeping her in one place for a reason, and it just feels as though you're on a pilgrimage of some sort, and he's saying that you know, you need to stay where you are for a little while, and that's why your car stuff is hanging up the way it is, and that He keeps showing me feathers dropping. Are you finding feathers all over the place?
Yes. Well, I've only found two maybe in the last week, but yeah, I did walk across and then I picked up that one that yesterday I realized was an angel speaking. Does that mean he was with me with what I was doing at the time? I can imagine he was with me because it was something he was probably good at. I'm not going to say it on the air though.
No.
So maybe that feather from yesterday was my father. He's been gone since the 80s, so he's been gone a long time. But my mother was abusive, and that might be why I keep standing her off. She's only been dead a few years. But my father, but she comes in every time I read, you know, it's like give somebody else a chance. But my father protected me from my mother, so of course he would be the sweet, gentle one, and yeah. I'm glad you brought him through. But, yeah, I've been here since last November. I have an aunt here who wouldn't accept me. Can they say anything about the aunt? If there was a reason I was here to stay, it would be her. But I've tried. Other people have visited her. She's my father's sister, full-blooded. And we didn't grow up together, and she just pushes me away. She did have a bad experience. She lost her son and her husband, so of course she had grieving. But I actually thought she would accept my love, but she didn't.
What I'm getting from your father is that she, let me put it in better language than he did, she's not real kind.
No.
She always has been very hard and very harsh, and going through losses and things like this, she isn't dealing well with it at all. And I'm not saying that she's going to heal and suddenly embrace you as family, because probably that's not the case. But at least you're there to provide the opportunity, and if she doesn't take it, then it's her loss, and you should just move on. He's saying, your dad is saying, this is a lost cause. Don't even, you know, don't waste time on trying to make something happen that can't possibly. So,
well, then let's find me a way to get out of here, because I've been here long enough. If that man I'm meeting is here, then that would be why we got to run into each other.
I do see two men. coming into your vibration, but you know, when the car's fixed, get on the road, they will find you and catch up to you. So I think you're just tying up loose ends from past lives right about now, and that as soon as that's done and you can get moving, there's going to be motion in all aspects of your life. Okay?
Well, yeah, me too. That's exactly what I've thought for a very long time. As soon as I can get moving. Bring me the car, please.
I was okay
living on the road as long as I could move, you know, and being in Mount Shasta was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been saying there's two men for over a year now, you know. So I just let all that go.
we're all saying the same thing. If that many people are saying it, you better be sure it's true. And I do feel that once you actually get moving again, everything gets moving. So thank you for calling.
One person actually says that I would meet them here. Yeah, there's been at least four people told me that there were two men for the past year. I don't know if you really have before or not, but I know of three people I've talked to who said that.
Put me in the queue. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Come and bring the car. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's always fun to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okie doke. Oh, I know this one. I'm sorry. Every now and then there's somebody in the queue that I actually know. Hi, Mary Lou. How's it going?
Going well. Good to talk to you. And I just haven't had a topic that you seem to like tonight.
Well, yes.
That means
I do. Absolutely. Okay. And give Nick your name one more time.
Hi, Nick. It's Mary Lou. I'm in New Orleans. And I've been researching a past life into minute details. Hello?
You there, Nick? Hello, Nick, are you there?
Sorry, I'm here. I didn't realize okay. My mic was on mute. Amazing, that sounds exciting. Oh, I love it. Okay, do you have a question, or do you want me to just
I was wondering if you could jump right in, and I'm particularly looking for new leads to get where I'm going with this investigation I'm doing.
Okay. Have you gotten a lot of information from dreams?
I had gotten some from dreams, but a lot of it, the clues came from other people, and when I investigate it, I find it, and I have years of stuff that I know that I'm looking for, but I am only like 50% there, maybe 60% there.
And you kind of feel stuck?
I don't know that I'm stuck. I just haven't found the right document that shows what I'm looking for. Like, I have a list of things that I know that I should be able to find. And I know I'm getting led that it exists. I just haven't found it yet.
You know, a big thing is having patience, and that's a big thing that we all need to learn, especially me. It's just a big part of all of it. You know, we're so focused on time that we focus on the future when we really need to be focusing on the now. Is there something that you might have missed? Is there something that you haven't looked at, or something that you need to look at again? You know, there's a reason that it hasn't come up yet. So take this opportunity. Either, you know, it might be an opportunity for you to have a break. It might be an opportunity for you to just stop for, like, you know, a week or something and just go, all right, I'm just not going to focus on it. Or it could be this opportunity for you to review what you've learned. Like you said, you got about 50, 60%, you know, so you're in that halfway point.
Well,
why not take that time to review?
My life, I got pretty much covered, but I'm trying to find some people that existed around me that I actually have to look for the documents that connect the dots.
Okay. And what comes into this now, because you're looking for other people and that sort of thing, is that you need to wait for them to be ready as well. You know, you need to wait for that synchronicity of them and you meeting at the right time. You know, you might be ready. You might be perfectly ready to soldier on, but other people that you need to connect with might not be at that point yet. And if you rush it, you'll miss it. You know, if you rush down the street, you'll miss the turnoff.
You know, you've had thousands of past lives.
Right.
And you know, when you ask for past life, you know, Nick and I really aren't even sure if we're looking at the past life.
Can I be specific? I'm looking at 1851 to 1916. Okay. And I'm looking for, I got so much information that I documented her life, and then something came up around her in her life that I want to see if I can prove existed. Actually, there's quite a few things, and slowly I'm on the verge of proving that it all happened. But, you know, it's one thing, it's like saying so-and-so's a famous person. Well, that's easy to figure out. That's all documented in books and stuff. But if you can take it the next step further and say, I think this thing happened around them, and then go find the documents that connect the dots that prove those events happened, I think that makes for really good documentation.
Yeah, it's powerful work that you're doing.
So I know the name I'm looking for. I know the nationality. I know the time period. I know the work that they do. Yet I have yet to find the exact documents that show that these people were in the same place at the same time. And the events that I think took place. And if I get that far, I think that a murder has taken place, and that it got undocumented. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm feeling it seems very cloudy. I'm seeing a lot of stuff around the Civil War. And I'm not sure whether the person you're looking for was on the north or the south. Was it the south?
The person I'm looking for was in California, so I don't know if they had anything to do with the war. I mean, I don't know if Californians very much had to go to the battle.
No, they were sort of neutral, I think. But what I'm feeling is that there's a lot of Southern stuff attached to whatever it is you're researching.
There's
a lot of the tremendous amount of Southern stuff, and God, this is probably going to just confuse all the. I'm seeing a great deal of gold trading hands and being either stolen or concealed. So, and I don't even know if that fits in with what you're looking at or looking for, but I feel that there is a mystery here, absolutely, and I don't know if it's the death you're talking about, but I know there's a mystery here that hasn't been solved, and I know that there's gold that was hidden that has not been found.
Does it have anything to do with the military?
No.
Because that's what I got. When you told that time period, I thought about the military. I considered, I saw army and that sort of thing. Like, I'm not saying that the person was in the military, but had a connection, knew people maybe, or, you know, in the family or something like that.
Well, one part of the lifetime that I have yet to document, this particular person traveled all around the country in this time period. Which you would think is impossible since you consider the time period. It costs a lot of money to travel coast to coast.
Mm.
But this person had the ability and did it a lot. And part of the family was in a territory that was right on the verge of neither being north or south. And they visited and lived in that area for about 6 years. But they came and they went and they came and they went and the family stayed. But this person reincarnated, was in and out and not there for, well, maybe a year at a time. I lived there, but I was moving all the time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's such an interesting, this is so interesting. I've never done this before. I find it really fun.
When you actually find the details of this life, it will blow your mind. And the fact that it's real because it's really documented and this person's life really is documented, if I can just get the other pieces, those are the stories that they didn't want to be remembered. But when you get to this point in our timeline, they're the stories that are worth remembering.
Absolutely. Have you tried doing Ancestry.com with this?
I'm on the verge of it. I'm trying to see how much I can do before I make the investment because it's $20 a month, and
You get a month free.
You get 14 days free.
Oh, all right. I would take the 14 days and then do what you could do, and then I would never ever tell you to do anything that was illegal or underhanded.
Well, I'm not going to.
No, well, I'm about to tell you what I wouldn't tell you is what I'm trying to say. I would never say go on it and take your 14 days, go off it, wait a week, rejoin with another name and pick up your study.
Yeah.
Take it for 2 weeks, get off, wait a week, go back on with another name.
Yeah. They might notice the same credit card coming on because they want to see your credit card every time.
Then you borrow a friend's credit card and pay them the money and use it that way. Come on. Creative.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm on the verge of that, but there's so much information that is out there that I haven't had to go there yet. But it's just a matter of I really want a big dot to connect right now, and it's all around me, but it just hasn't happened. I'm just waiting for the break.
Yeah. Don't give up. That's the most important message. Yeah.
I really feel that this person existed, but I haven't proved it.
Is there a Texas connection?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm seeing Texas here. don't know why or how, but I am. But keep us posted. And, you know, give me a call. I'm on Ancestry. I'll let you use my stuff if you want to use it. I have an account.
Okay.
You know, you can just put another family tree up there and go, you know, go into it.
Well, since this woman had a lot of money, I know that when I get on Ancestry, there will be so much information there that it will take me a long time to go through it.
Like I said, I have an account. If you want to use it, you know, my account is you know, email me at barbaradelong.com, at Gmail, barbaradelong@gmail.com, and I'll give you the stuff to get in.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
I'll talk
to you
soon. Thank
you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
God, that was so interesting. I felt like I was in a crime show or something. That was amazing. Sitting here like, oh, you know, wonder, we need to get a whiteboard out and start, you know, doing my
well, you know, past lives are great and they're amazing, and you can validate them sometimes. And sometimes you can go and find your gravestone and stuff like that. And it's amazing what you can do. So and some of the stuff is not validated, but you know, in a lot of cases it is. We've got Deb. Hi, Deb. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm doing good. Good
hi
to hear
now.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're out of your element and up late tonight. I think that's cool.
Yes, I am.
So what can we do for you?
I've been homework for a minute. I'd like to see if you and Nick could help unravel my skeletons out of my family closet and why they won't tell me who I am.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, you're talking real family, right? You're not talking past lives or anything like that. You're talking genetic family, right?
That would be good, yeah. But even if it's got to come from somebody else, it's okay as long as I...
do you have something, Nick, or should I go ahead?
Yeah, you go ahead. I was about to say, you go ahead first. I'm going to see what I get.
Okay. I'm feeling here strongly that now, were you adopted or something and you don't know your real family? Is that it?
Well, if it was an adoption, I think it was within the immediate family.
Okay. What I'm getting...
But the truth isn't there.
Okay. What I'm getting from at least one woman in spirit who feels as though she were your biological mother, that it's really not important to know where you came from, but rather to look forward and as far as, you know, where you're going and what you're doing with your life, because according to the spirits on the other side, you're working great magic. You're doing amazing things. You're being true to your lineage and your heritage, so that there is a matriarchal strength and gift within the women in your family, especially on your mom's side. And it
Ooh.
Feels as though that spiritual gift every now and then skips generations. And so your grandmother on your biological mother's side had amazing talent and amazing gifts. And if you are in the same family grouping, then people knew of her. There is the element here of awakening old talents and gifts to be able to apply them to this reality. And it's not important what your connections are. What's important is that you have become the woman that you are now. And so digging into the past and looking for secrets that again, another case of had best be left alone. It's sort of like let sleeping dogs lie and look towards the future and what you're going to make of your life and the gifts you're going to leave to reality and how you're going to touch the spirits and the souls of humanity and the writing that you're going to do that is going to profoundly impact generations yet to come. That's far more important. It isn't where you came from, but it's who you are going to become that is the important thing.
Well, Nick, see, I was trying to use it as clues, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. As a building block? No, see, the thing is, if you knew where you came from, then you would go and research that person and you'd try to see, you know, do those gifts and talents, that, you know, are those my gifts or are the gifts that I have,
so I
you know.
So I just do my own and never mind where it come from.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to waste your time and have an excuse to not do your homework, then you've got it. But the important thing is going forward and taking your gifts and your talents, and this is something that has come down through the matriarchal lineage of your family from your biological mother. There is a true shamanistic gift here and a talent, and you know you're working on trying to develop it, to open it and stuff like that, and what I'm hearing is you should please, you know, allow it to happen. Don't try to make it happen, because I know you're also going to school as well, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well that's where you have to put your real focus and stuff to get that out of the way, so that you can sort of check that box and get on to the other stuff that's really important for your life. But I'm really strongly feeling here that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, you know, who birthed you. It was just so wonderful that you were birthed. That's the important thing.
Okay.
Nick, what are you getting?
Yeah, I get, I feel that you'll work it out. You will work it out at some point. But I got this fantastic image in my head. It just made me absolutely laugh. I'm lucky I was on mute, because but it was like, you were talking about like building blocks or something, like, you know, and that line came up in my head, you know, knowing your roots and knowing, you know, your history. But I got this hilarious image of like, you're building a house, you know, stone by stone, building it up, and then get to a stone, and that stone is the information that you want to find, that you're referring to. But then I just see this image of you like walking out of the house and just putting it like in the garden or something, like just putting it completely separate from the actual house that you're building, you know, that actual foundation that you're building for yourself to live and to grow in. And I think what that's really saying is that like, you're going to know this information at some point, but you're going to just be like, well, it's no longer useful. Like, you know, it's kind of like a stone with a chip in it or a crack in it. You know, it's like, it's just no longer, you don't need to use it anymore. Like now you can use it as like a, you know, a garden feature or something. Use it as something that's like a little novelty for you. You can be like, oh yeah, like I'm, you know, like some person told me like, you know, a couple of months ago, oh yeah, in my history, I've got someone that used to be like a prince of some country or something like that, and just wear it like that, wear it like a little brooch, just something like fancy to show off to people if you want. But it's I don't think it's really who you are, and I don't think it's as important as you're kind of making it out to be. But know that you'll figure it out. You will figure it out. Just be patient with it. And yeah, I agree with Barbara. Focus on other stuff now. Like, you know, I think it's coming up in your mind just to make you aware of it and in a way to prepare you for it. And I believe that happens with a lot of things, you know, like, something will pop in your head like, oh, I should call my mother or something like that. And you don't actually call her, but by having that thought pop up into your head, you, in a way, make a little time slot for you in, you know, a couple of days or something to actually do that. It's kind of, you're in this point now just becoming aware of it and just going, oh, okay, that's something that I will learn about and I will discover. Because I also get the feeling that it's not going to be really nice information. Like you'll learn, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. But you also sort of feel like, oh, that's such a weird situation and experience. But, I say just, you know, don't focus on that now.
After all that.
Yeah. that's pretty much what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
brevity is not one of your strong suits.
Yeah.
I, I, I'll agree with Nick, because I'm seeing you opening an old trunk or an old box at some point in time in the future, way in the future, that you haven't looked for, that that you hadn't been searching for, and my feeling, my strong feeling is when you stop looking, it will be open to you. And you'll find the paperwork that you need that will set everything sort of in place, and you'll be able to then finally actually move on. But for now, it's actually an amazingly wonderful excuse to not get on with the stuff you really need to be doing.
I only do it intermittent, like, you know, with coffee and pie. But yeah.
So. Okay. But the reality is,
I only share dessert on the show. Yeah, you're right, though. Get on with reality first, and the rest will pop up later.
Absolutely. It'll just fall in your lap when you least expect it, when you're down the road and you've actually done the things you're supposed to be doing. Well, thank you,
Alrighty,
Debbie, for calling in.
Thank you so much, both of you.
I'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yes, you will.
I mean, yeah, because I'm doing Lizzie Star show tomorrow from 2 to 4, and those of you who have the time and the inclination, Almost Heaven is on from 2 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I get to go on and play with Liz and Debbie and Bear tomorrow. So please join us there. Okay.
Yep.
Got to squeeze one more person in. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Love you, Nick.
God, it the circle gets bigger and bigger and bigger, doesn't it, Nick?
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Okay, we've got Patricia here. Hi, Patricia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Great. How can we help?
Well, I'd like to see if you could tap into spirit for me. I'd like to find out a little bit more about my relationship with a sister of mine. I have a lot of sisters, so if you need me to mention a name, I can. I'd like to find out, because there's some situations, I'd like to find out if we had a past life together and the surroundings of our past life.
Okay, let me, I don't need the name, but is this a sister that you've had difficulty with?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start, Nick, and then you can come after me. Is that okay?
Yeah, no worries. I'm just chuckling with myself here.
Okay. If I go back about 1,200 years, you two were twins. And there was always a jarring for position, a jarring for superiority. There was always a power struggle going on between the two of you during that lifetime. There was always competition of some sort going on. And it was a lifetime that the two of you were together a lot, because neither of you ever married during that lifetime. And it was an uncomfortable lifetime for the two of you, because it was important for you to understand and realize that siblings shouldn't compete, they should be on the same team. And during that lifetime, the two of you learned what it was like to not be on the same team. I feel that strongly that competition is still alive and well in this reality. If I go back even further, I'm going back to approximately 1431. That's not exactly approximately, but that's the date I got. And in this particular lifetime, you weren't siblings, but you were friends. You were very, very close friends, and you were female and she was male. And you spent your lifetime together because times were very, very difficult, and so you had to be with someone that was going to watch your back constantly. And you absolutely took care of her And when she was ill, when she wasn't able to fend for herself, but she was a he then, and this lifetime she brings in that same quality of thinking that you owe her, that you should take care of her, that you should, you know, respect her and stuff like that. And that's not the case this lifetime either. I think you obviously have a very deep, a very great spiritual understanding of life and things like that. She does not. And because of that, because you've kind of moved forward and she is still caught in the same, I want to say mold, I want to say the same rut of you owe me, that everything is just of this physical reality and there's not a time continuum here. I think you're understanding far more greatly that what's going on with you is really something that does come from a past lifetime. It doesn't have any basis or ground in this lifetime, and yet she just is struggling so to understand why you aren't caring for her and being kinder to her. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does on some levels. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. let's see what Nick has.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Nick.
I made sure I'm loving you. So I'm gonna it's not a word. The action I got from when you told me about it, I just went, oh, you know, like, oh God, again, like, oh, like it's exhausting, like, oh my God, can you just stop? Like, it's draining, it's exhausting, it's like we've done this so many times. And that's what I meant about, you know, like chuckling, because they just gave me this like flash of like husband and wife, like so many times, having so many of these like crazy and wonderful experiences together, like, you know, who's the dominant one, who's not, and like really having this incredible power play. And every time you guys, you know, return home, go back to, you know, heaven or, you know, whatever you want to call it, you both sit and watch what you've went through together and just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, because you realize that it was just so funny and so silly as well. I think that's the word, silly, that it was so silly that you guys reacted in that way, or like, you know, why did you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to react like that. You could have just laughed it off and had fun with it. And I think that's what you need to do now, is really just laugh it off, you know, just, she'll say something silly or, you know, annoying, and just go, laugh it off and go, that was funny. Like, thanks for bringing that up, and really not let it, don't play into that power play. That's the thing. I think that's the pattern that keeps coming along, is who's dominant and who is not. Are you the older sister? Like, are you older than her?
No, she's older than me, and
she acts
like the younger one. Always pulling
I really
on my
got
skirt.
That.
Yeah.
I got that from you. I really, like, I got that you're the older sister. I really feel like that, and that's really interesting. Yeah, like, there's this such an interesting dynamic, and what you need to do, if you want to do it, this is just a suggestion. Bring yourself, okay, don't think of it as bring yourself down to a level, but don't think of it as bringing yourself down. Bring yourself down to a level and equalize it, okay? That's what I really want you to do, is just equalize it and try and remove all that power play. And it's really interesting, because I'm going through the same thing with a workmate of mine. And we've had this power play of who's dominant, who's not. And in the past few days, I've just decided, all right, I'm not going to let it affect me. I'm going to laugh about what she says. I'm going to enjoy the experience that I have with her, because it is an experience and it is fun and it is a game. And I think you know that. And I'm going to just not react to her in the way that she wants me to, because I know that she likes people to react with drama. She likes people to react and challenge her, and so she can react back and add to that power play. So just when she says something annoying, brush it off. Don't say anything, laugh, whatever, but try and stay centered in yourself and don't see yourself as better than her. And I think, like, that's what a lot of people that are conscious of spiritual things and that sort of stuff they really need to let go of that ego, thinking that, oh, I'm better than these people because they don't know about this spiritual stuff. I really believe this, that, you know, in a past life, they could have been a guru, you know, and you would have been, you know, someone that's completely oblivious to it. Everyone is experiencing different things at different times for very different reasons and for very beautiful reasons. I think it's about equalizing the relationship. Let go of all that power play. Let go of that who's better, who's, you know, whatever. It's more about just having fun with it. And it'll take time. It's not going to be an instant change, but have fun with it and have fun with what she says and stop yourself.
Do you see that it's going to pass?
It will, it will.
Because
I get a big
smile
on your face.
Oh, good, because I want to be free. I mean, I've done everything. I mean, I've taken the back seat. I really have.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm so drained. She psychically attacks me, and gosh, I've done everything. Believe me, I have. Mm. I've been very soft and gentle, and I feel the attacks, and I just feel like I'm hated. But I just want to know that it's going to pass so that I can be a free person, so that I can be free.
It will, for sure, and I want to say you are already free. Don't think that you're controlled or you're not free. You are the one that's creating this situation. You are the one that's controlling it, just like she is controlling it. We are both controlling it together, okay? And that's why that's why she feels like she's not in control, and that's why you feel like you're not in control, because each person's trying to control the situation. And you're free from what she does to you and how she's affecting you, but I also think that you're doing this because she needs to see it as well. She needs to learn from you, and so don't put yourself down. You know, don't put yourself down because you're going through this. Don't go, oh, why didn't I react more loving, or why didn't I do it this way? Don't regret that. She needed to experience exactly what you said to her, and you needed to experience exactly what you said. Just keep working at it. Like, I really see you with a big smile, a really big, big, big smile, and you two hugging each other and smiling, and just, like, it looks amazing, and just really, really know that that will happen. It'll be amazing. She'll go through an incredible change, and that's what will shift it, okay?
Yes.
It's more you waiting for her than you not doing something right, okay?
Okay, so I need to just move on and let Spirit work with her, and there will be a shift. There will be
You have to understand, too, that you can't change her. That's not within our power or our purview. But you can change yourself and how you react to her. And you know, that's the hardest thing for any of us to grasp, that it is your responses that either make this go on longer or put an end to it. And by moving on with your life, there is jealous anger here, and I don't think she even knows where it comes from. And so there is this element of you need to just sort of not let it hit you, to not let it impact you, to just, you know, treat her kindly and to get on with your life. I don't slam a door, because a sister is a sister and blood is thicker than water, and I don't care what anybody says about relatives. It's something that we have to deal with because we incarnated with them, so there's something there that we have to deal with. But what you've got going on here is it isn't necessarily her stuff that is at issue here. It's your reaction to her stuff that is prolonging this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are able to you know, let it roll off your back, to not react to stuff. If, you know, it takes two people to make a fight, two nations to make a war. And if you're not going to fight, if you're just going to move on and not react, she will have to change. There's nothing she can do. And it takes time. And Nick's right. It does take time. It isn't tonight or tomorrow or the next day. But it means that you know, if you are able to find the strength within you to move forward and to not be reactive to it, to allow her to have her whatevers and do and say whatever she has to, and love her anyhow. Now, it doesn't mean you have to like it, but, you know, there are often times that I haven't liked people that I loved, but I've always loved them. There is a sense of love here because you're in the same family. And I understand there's not a liking going on here at the moment.
No.
But you know, you need to change and shift your perspective and your reactions. And when you do that, that forces her to have to change the way that she treats you. And
yeah.
you just can't cave in, and you can't give in. And it's important that you sort of you know, work on yourself to get to the point where there is greater strength here, where you understand where she's coming from and the fact that she can't help it, that this is just her. And you know, you love people for who and what they are, not what you can make of them. And it's really important for you to understand that it's you have total control of this. But you don't have control to change her, but you have total control to change the way you react.
Yes.
Once you're comfortable with that, once it becomes not so much a habit, but just an automatic response, and it's a gentler, kinder, happier way. I had a lady who was horrible to me, and you know, frankly. I have a mouth on me, and I could have really leveled her any number of times. But when I realized that if I became engaged in what she was doing, I would become her, that I was horrified. And so when she started to be abusive to me, I would usually just smile at her and you know, say, you know, you're looking really well today, and I'm really glad you're feeling better, and your garden looks great, and I would just move on. And she would stand there like I was crazy and that I hadn't heard what she had said. And it got, you know, it took a year or so, and suddenly she was talking to me and calling me girlfriend. Now, I know I can't turn my back on this woman, because if I do, there will be a knife in it. But at least the way she treats me has changed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And please have fun with this whole process. And I want to say that to everyone listening. Please have fun with all of these processes, because it's not work. It is not work, and I really want to make that clear. That's something that I realized. I used to make this like work, and that's not fun. Who has fun at work? Like, sure, some people, but like, we want to have fun here, and that's why we are here on this planet. So have fun with what happens. You know, if you have a fight with her, and then you get back into your room, and you're really upset and frustrated, and you just want to yell, and then you just stop for a second and step back and look at yourself and go, oh my God, I was just about to yell and I'm really angry, and just stop and laugh and go, well, that was fun and that was interesting and that was exciting. It's an incredible shift in how you treat yourself, because we're so judgmental of ourselves. And if we have fun with what we go through, with what we feel and what we experience, everything becomes easier, everything becomes lighter, and everything falls away. It's an incredible clearer to laugh about it, to just go, oh, that was funny. You know, I might have been sporter, but that was funny. That's, you know, that's a cool little game. Like, you know, I wonder what that's going to create. That's fun. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. And I really want to make that clear.
In the interim, you can go into the bathroom and take a towel and bite it and scream.
And that works too. That's fun.
That works too.
That's part of the fun. That is part of the fun. And I completely agree with that, Barbara.
Okay.
Yeah, I do see some improvements, little tiny though, but yeah, I'm not lowering my level, you know, to her rampages, but I do see that there is some changes, and talking with you really helps, because it's putting the energy forward.
Mm. Oh, cool.
You know,
well, thank
that's what I really, really want.
Thank you so much.
But we got to go, because the show is almost over. Thanks for calling,
well,
Patricia.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Thank you,
Nick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whew. Nick, thank you so much. This was so incredibly fun.
I know. Oh, So much fun.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was fantastic. I really appreciate it. And I love everyone that's listened. Thank you for all your contributions. And you did all contribute in your own way through your energy, through your love, and through your wisdom. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Nick will be back on the 25th of September. So we are looking forward to that as well. Nick, thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. And you have been an adventure, and it's been a delight. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Barbara. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.